Deloche on 90.
Does it have anything to do with the second amendment? Does it have application or weapons?
In general, yes.
So there's a...
They go over each country program.
What do you really have? Do you have any real differences with the other countries?
The real problem, I heard, is drugs.
What the rest of it has?
That's right.
What?
Because of the protectionism on the hill that we've been having on lethal petroleum. So this is the real problem that I think we need to get. That's right. But this is what really worries the Latin Americans. This is what they're complaining most about. I would get this idea of a private investment is going up in Latin America. If for the first time this year the rate of private investment has increased in Latin America. It was going down. It was a negative figure.
It was negative for one. We recognize that. How much is one in November? The year before, how much is this year?
The other significant figure is that we put out the loans in the first 6 months of 1964, and we did all of 1963, 876
million.
All right.
But if you get one in the year before, one is this year. However.
Go ahead.
Are you working for me or Hoover? Where are you?
Well, I'm working for you. I'm at the Army Navy City Club having lunch with a Legion head.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I bothered you
there. Not at all.
I just going to be here, and then I got to go to Boston and Pittsburgh and Evansville, Indiana, and Albuquerque this afternoon. That's a pretty long trip for one afternoon, isn't it?
It is, sir, but I'm sure you'll knock them dead just like you've been doing.
We're doing our best. Have you seen Walter?
I haven't seen him since, since last week.
Have you had any report on him?
I talked on the phone to him Sunday night, talked at great length.
Well, is that since he blew up?
Yes, sir.
Did you see him any better?
Yes, sir. I straightened him out in his own thinking, Mr. President. What he said he wanted to do was to get this as a matter of record, his disavowal of the statements he made to the agents. I said, now, look, Walter, this is a matter of record because when you talked to me the first time and you made these statements that you wanted to say that you didn't make these statements to the agents, I made that a part of the FBI record, and it's all taken care of, your disavowal of that. I said, that does not represent a correction, but it does represent your own personal statements. He said, well, that sets my mind at ease. He said, I feel fine, and he said, I won't bring up the subject again.
Do you think he's, they say he's operated on today for calcasis in his shoulder. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, sir.
It's not serious.
No, sir, it's not serious.
What, it's kind of like taking a wart off or something?
No, sir, it's much worse than that. They go in the shoulder and they remove the calcium close to the bone. But he was having a very serious problem there, and I think that this too will make him feel much better.
I never was convinced that y'all completed what you ought to complete on these on this choker.
Yes, sir.
I guess have you completed? Is it wrapped up? Is there nothing else we ought to do?
No, sir, I don't think so. This particular man was, in my own mind, after reading the investigative reports and directing the investigation, I don't think he was part of any frame-up. This man has been arrested for 3 times previously on morals charges, and he was known in the Army as a homosexual. So I think, frankly, that this man was just hanging around the same place hoping to pick up someone. I don't think that he was a plant, Mr. President.
You reckon there's any way in the world, though, that we could pursue him further and ask him, give him a list of names and ask him which ones of these he knows? Ask him if he ever saw Grenier, or ask him if he ever saw Birch, or if he ever saw any of these folks, or ask him if anybody ever talked to him when he was over there.
Yes, sir.
About this. It seems to me that... I got a report that was very distressing to me from Pearson in Florida.
Yes, sir.
And Pearson says that one of our friends, whose name I'll not mention, but is involved in the campaign, tipped them off 4 or 5 days ahead of time and called the name of how it was being arranged and how they were going to do this, and he's pursuing it, going up to the East Coast to somebody involved there. He gave me his name, but it's midnight, and I was so tired I couldn't listen. They had it on the plane, the reporters had it on the plane 4 days before I knew it.
Yes, sir.
And I've always thought that that former park policeman and the present park policeman offered some problems there. Well, and if you do have positive evidence that he was not in the park that evening, if you know who he went to the dinner with, I believe he went with Mike Feldman, and if you know what he went at 6:30 or whatever it was, and if you know that this is, he doesn't recognize this picture, it seems to me that that we ought to ask a grand jury to have that fella call before him and ask him who he had talked to this matter about, and if anybody had talked to him about it, not for the purpose of convicting anybody, but for the purpose of really trying to see what all entered into this into this situation. Now, Pearson may be crazy, but I'm gonna take his stuff. But I hate to think that he breaks something that we know nothing about.
I would too, very much so.
And he reported to the Orlando editor in my presence, and he called the name of the individual, and he says that several days before this happened, a fellow named Galay, who Dick Berlin referred to us to, you maybe ought to talk to Dick Berlin and ask him what his information is about Galay coming down here.
I've already done that, Mr. President.
All right, and nothing that leads you nowhere.
No, sir, it didn't. He is a man that has been established over by the Republican National Committee to handle strictly the Jenkins case for the rest of the campaign.
Yep.
And he has been the one that's been issuing these smears by the hour on this thing, and also these other rumors about various other White House personnel.
Well, now, that was the word that Dick gave us. But now Pearson says that he told a fellow named Hale, or whatever it was, that he had this thing set up.
We have that name, too, the name Hale. Mr. President, what I'd like to do first, rather than the grand jury routine, if I can, is to go to Bill Moyers and tell Moyers to call Stuart Udall and tell Udall to call this man in and really put the pressure to him and say he has got to release all facts in his possession concerning this matter. Now, this man has been thumbing his nose at the FBI even after pressure was put on him in the first place.
Well, Udall did that, and he said to screw you. But if you,
right.
If you move him over there in a grand jury and Atchison walks in that room and the FBI man with him and says, we want to know what your relationship is with Mr. So-and-so.
Yes,
and when you saw him, and did you discuss this case with him before October the 7th?
Yes, sir.
And so on and so forth, he's under oath.
Yes,
and he really goes. The other's voluntary. Now, I don't believe that we don't need to do anything about it. I'll get in touch with you another day or two, but something I just want you to think about. And if you...
I ran that down thoroughly, and there's no truth whatsoever to the fact that got together in New Orleans. None whatsoever. Further concerning New Orleans, we traced it to the White Citizens Council head there, and he claimed that he got it from an anonymous source. Now, we've gone so far back as to trace it down to this fellow, Leander Perez, who was talking to the head of the White Citizens Council. We're not sure that Perez instituted all of this, but we do know that he and the head of the White Citizens Council are very close friends. But the man said that he got it as a result of an anonymous call, and he gave it to the Associated Press. And the Associated Press did move it on the wires to New York and Washington. We then went to Dallas and checked out there, and he had two arrests, both for driving while intoxicated. Henry Wade had the file over in his office and was keeping it under lock and key. And we didn't ask Henry to let us see it, but we know that that file does not concern any immoral activity. It was strictly driving while drunk and the investigation surrounding those charges.
Right.
So it was just as clean as a whistle.
Hey, you all know, are you proceeding with the rest of the people here?
Yes, all right, now let's do that.
Now, on this Hoover thing, I think you ought to spend a little time with him. And I think it was very unfortunate that they indicated that any flowers went. But I think that's only unfortunate for two or three vicious-style people. I think that I get the message from Mr. Khrushchev and flowers on our anniversary here, or if I get sick and he's dedicated to bury us. But he got these flowers, he sent these flowers, ordered them. Before I called him and ordered the investigation, that's number one. It would be a normal thing to send flowers. Number two, it didn't impair the investigation, it helped the investigation. It made him feel that he ought to talk and tell everything he knew. And there are big funds set up in the State Department and other places to do things like this so that you can get information.
Yes, sir.
And so you just be sure that he knows that I think that it was unfortunate that a crazy woman who's just distraught, and I imagine I'd be distraught if this happened to my wife. I imagine you'd be distraught.
Yes, sir.
And it wouldn't be exercising your best judgment, and they require sympathy. But let him know that his boss thinks he did exactly the right thing, and that he's not subject to any criticism, and my judgment, history will record, he's a bigger man for having done it.
Yes, sir.
And if he, even if he did it without any affection, by God, it served his purpose because he got a two-hour interview out of this guy that didn't need to tell him anything.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So just tell him that I feel that way, and I've given a lot of thought to it, and that nobody's ever going to reflect on him as long as I'm around here.
Mr. President, I would like to tell you one thing. I don't mean to waste small talk with you. I know how busy you are, but this was so humorous, I felt like I just had to tell you. We got a rumor that, in fact, Bill Moyers knew about it and asked me to check it out, that was involved in a homosexual incident down in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, well, I'd believe anything now, so
well,
check them all out.
We checked it out very thoroughly, but we found out that his reputation down there was exactly to the contrary.
Well, he's a man around town, I'll tell you that. And don't check too hard on those things, because you might get some confirmation.
Yes,
very active fellow, I found that out.
A very fine fellow.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.